Thank you for calling Renew Counseling Services. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Otherwise, please listen carefully as some of our menu options have changed. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. If you are a new patient and would like to set up services, please press 2. If you are a pharmacy or a patient calling regarding a prior authorization for a prescription, please press 3. Please be informed that we do not do refill requests, and our main fax number is 414-383-6759. For any general questions regarding your medication, please press 4. Any questions regarding billing, please press 5. If you need to speak to the insurance authorization department, please press 6. If you are calling to request medical records or follow up on a request, please press 7. For all other questions, please stay on the line and an operator will assist you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Please hold a moment.
That you talk with your doctor.
Renew Counseling Services, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Gabe looking to speak with Wayne, please.
Okay, give me 1 second. I just saw him walk by. Is it Gabe?
Or Desiree would be fine as well.
Okay, no problem. 1 second.
On hold channel. Visit phonerover.com to learn more. Antibiotics are a class of drugs that treat bacterial infections by stopping growth of bacteria or killing the bacteria directly. It's important to remember that antibiotics are ineffective in treating infections caused by viruses, which include the majority of colds, sore throats, coughs, and flu-like illnesses. Do not ask for antibiotics when your doctor thinks you do not need them. Never assume that an antibiotic prescribed for someone else will be effective for you. Likewise, never save up antibiotics for your own later use. Taking them might do more harm than good.
Research shows that brushing your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day is the single most important method for reducing plaque and preventing cavities, gingivitis, and other plaque-related diseases. Daily flossing is also crucial in removing plaque and food particles that cannot be reached by a toothbrush. Rinsing your mouth each day with an antimicrobial mouth rinse is another important step. Learn more about oral health by visiting the American Dental Hygienists Association online at adha.org and select the Patient Resources category.
Is your medicine cabinet filled with expired drugs or medications you no longer use? Are you unsure how you should dispose of them? Most drugs can be thrown in the household trash, but you should take certain precautions before tossing them out, according to the Food and Drug Administration. Be sure to follow any specific disposal instructions on the drug labels or patient information that accompanies the medication. Do not flush prescription drugs down the toilet unless this information specifically instructs you to do so. Please visit FDA.gov for more information. Search for how to dispose of unused medicines.
Okay, Gabe, looks like they were both not responding their phones. Looks like they were probably in a meeting with a patient. But I did let the receptionist know that you're on hold for him. Okay?
Okay, should I try back, or should I just wait a few more minutes, or what do you think is the best way to get a hold of either of them?
I would say just give it a couple more minutes, only because I did see him walk
okay,
back.
Okay, that's fine, yeah, no problem.
If anything, I'll check up on you, and then I can just transfer you, it's up to you.
Yeah, that'd be fine, I don't mind waiting a couple minutes, that's fine.
Perfect, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold. Yep, no
problem.
Appreciate
it.
doctor or nurse if you have any questions regarding the 2013 and 2014 flu vaccinations. Halloween is an exciting time of year for kids, and to help ensure they have a safe holiday, here are some tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Plan costumes that are bright and reflective. Make sure the shoes fit well. Costumes are short enough to prevent tripping, entanglement, or contact with flame. Consider adding reflective tape or striping to costumes and trick-or-treat bags for greater visibility. Because masks can limit or block eyesight, consider non-toxic makeup and decorative hats as safer alternatives. You can visit the American Academy of Pediatrics website to learn more. The address is www.aap.org. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the best way to fight breast cancer is to detect the disease in its early stages. Women should perform a self-breast exam each month, and any changes or abnormalities should be discussed with your doctor. It is also important that you talk with your doctor about your history. Please let us know if you have questions or need to schedule a clinical examination or mammogram. You're listening to Phone Rover's Health on Hold channel. Visit phonerover.com to learn more. Antibiotics are a class of drugs that treat bacterial infections by stopping growth of bacteria or killing the bacteria directly. It's important to remember that antibiotics are ineffective in treating infections caused by viruses, which include the majority of colds, sore throats, coughs, and flu-like illnesses. Do not ask for antibiotics when your doctor thinks you do not need them. Never assume that an antibiotic prescribed for someone else will be effective for you. Likewise, never save up antibiotics for your own later use. Taking them might do more harm than good.
Research shows that brushing your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day is the single most important method for reducing plaque and preventing cavities, gingivitis, and other plaque-related diseases. Daily flossing is also crucial in removing plaque and food particles that cannot be reached by a toothbrush. Rinsing your mouth each day with an antimicrobial mouth rinse is another important step. Learn more about oral health by visiting the American Dental Hygienists Association online at adha.org and select the Patient Resources category. Is your medicine cabinet filled with expired drugs or medications you no longer use? Are you unsure how you should dispose of them? Most drugs can be thrown in the household trash, but you should take certain precautions before tossing them out, according to the Food and Drug Administration. Be sure to follow any specific disposal instructions on the drug labeled or patient information that accompanies the medication. Do not flush prescription drugs down the toilet unless this information specifically instructs you to do so. Please visit FDA.gov for more information. Search for how to dispose of unused medicines. The Center for Disease Control recommends a yearly flu vaccine for everyone 6 months of age and older as the first and most important step
in protecting against this serious disease. You can also take the everyday preventive steps, like staying away from sick people and washing your hands to reduce the spread of germs. If you are sick with the flu, stay home from work or school to prevent spreading influenza to others. Talk to your doctor or nurse if you have any questions regarding the 2013 and 2014 flu vaccination.
Come on, pick up the phone.
Halloween is an exciting time of year for kids, and to help ensure they have a safe holiday, here are some tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Plan costumes that are bright and reflective. Make sure that shoes fit well and that cost.
Hello, is this Gabe?
Yes, it is. Who am I speaking with? Is this Wayne?
Wayne. Yep.
Hey, Wayne, it's Gabe with Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. I don't think I'm going to pursue this at all. I'm working with a couple local banks.
Okay. So, got
yeah.
you.
But I'll be in touch with you if I need you, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Did they give you a time frame on when you'll hear from them?
Well, I'm just started, so no. We haven't got that far yet, so.
Gotcha.
All right, Alrighty. I just don't want to give up 8 months of bank statements and all that. I ain't going to go through all that.
It's 6 months of bank statements. It usually takes about 5 minutes to download them online.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll get back to you, okay?
Alrighty, sounds good.
Thanks, Gabe.